As we were coming here to this wonderful gathering of devotees of Krishna, we listened to a tape in our car. All around us the traffic was going very slowly, angry faces of people who were missing their appointments. And in the midst of us, in the midst of this traffic jam, and there were two cars, one driven by Bhakta Bain. This is our Bhakta Bain.
Yeah.
And the other driven by Bhaktin Jain. And the children were also there, and all of us were there. The passion was boiling around us. And then I decided to put a tape of Srila Prabhupada on. And I heard it, we heard his voice, and it made us very thoughtful. So, he said, the aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to become deathless. You must stop your next death. We were looking at each other. It was so profound. To stop our next death? How can we stop our next death? Then he was continuing his lecture. By taking to the process of Krishna consciousness, you will walk through the gate of death to immortality. Become immortal. Then as I looked around, one of the devotees had fallen asleep. He had come from an international flight and was 6 hours behind the time or before the time, I do not know. So he fell asleep, and I was waking him up and said, the purpose of your human life is to become immortal. Stop death. And the devotee was just waking up in a start, in a shock. But actually, our Dauji wants to know who was this devotee. Naturally, but we will not tell the name in public because it might be a little embarrassing. So the father can tell you. have you ever thought about this? The aim of your life is to become immortal. Today I want to discuss about this, and I want to give you a few ideas how this can be done. Please do not think you are living now in England and you have to earn your bread. There is no time for you to think how you can become immortal. Actually, you are already immortal. Each one of us, even the little baby who is feeling the pains of separation from milk, even the little boy, the little girl, each one of us are immortal. Mamai vangso jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna explains in the Gita that each one of us is sanatana, an eternal soul, an eternal part and parcel of Krishna. Only as long as we are on the material platform, we will see birth and we will see death. When we come to the higher platform of Krishna consciousness in our lives, we will Puna Janma Navityate, means we will not see another Janma, another birth. I want to tell you a little Leela of Krishna which totally fascinates me. It is the Leela which explains the divine appearance of Lord Krishna in this world. Lord Krishna has actually come into this world 5,000 years ago to give the divine teachings of the Bhagavad Gita so that we too can rejoin him in the Sanatana world, in the eternal world of bliss and knowledge. And how Krishna appeared is such a wonderful mystery that I feel almost compelled to tell it to you today. Soon, Jamashtami will come, the divine appearance day of the Lord, and it will do good to us to reflect now in preparation of this day about the divine appearance of the Lord. Once, when the world was overruled with many, many bad qualities, the demigods gathered before the ocean of milk, that's on a higher planet in this material universe, and they sat down in meditation before this ocean, meditating about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's residing in the ocean of milk in the lake, in an island. It's a spiritual planet within the material universe. So finally, after the demigods had meditated for a long time, the Lord appeared before them. And he told them, soon I will appear. Don't worry. Planet Earth is now tortured by many demons. But I will soon appear to take the demoniac burden from the planet Earth. Mother Earth was also amongst the demigods who meditated. She had the form of a cow, and she was crying in bliss, oh, soon the Lord will appear and will take away the burden of the demons. So when the demigods saw Lord Vishnu, who was telling them that he would soon appear, they were in divine ecstasy. But they also said, they were in divine ecstasy, but Lord Vishnu said, if you think that I am the Supreme, you are making a great mistake. I will now give you a tour through this universe and will bring you to the spiritual world. And there in the spiritual world, we will visit my origin, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the origin also of Vishnu. So the demigods said, well, we don't mind, but we have never left this universe. Can you tell us how? So Vishnu said, follow me. All the demigods went through this universe. They saw how the planets were becoming smaller and smaller in the distance. They saw planet Earth. And they approached the layers of the universe. Through the layers of the universe, they heard the sound of a raging river. Who was this river? Ganga. Yes, you were suspecting. Ganga Mai Ki
Jai.
They saw actually how through something which looked like a tunnel, the mighty river Ganga was dancing and swirling, and sometimes they saw her in the form of a beautiful goddess with a body full of light as much as condensed moonlight. This is already a lot of light. This is more light even. But Mother Ganga has the body which looked like condensed moonlight. That's the color of her body. So she was sometimes in the form of a river, sometimes in the form of a dancing goddess. The demigods followed Vishnu in this tunnel. All they heard was the melody of Mother Ganga's wild cascading journey into this universe. They went through the tunnel, and finally they came out on one at the opening of the tunnel, and they saw a terrible white light. The light was very terrifying, because in the light they thought they would lose their identity. What was this light?
Brahman.
Yes, the Brahma Jyoti, the effulgence which comes from the body of the Lord, but which also covers the body of the Lord. Just like if we were to look now into this camera, and we would try to see our talented camera man, we would not be able to perceive him because of the blinding light which is before his face. In the same way, the Lord is covered by the Brahma Jyoti, the blinding light. The demigods were so much blinded that they could not really find out what to do. Vishnu said, be careful, you might lose your identity. Pay your obeisances to the source of this light, which is the Supreme Lord Krishna. And down they went, they paid their obeisances, and then they lost their fear to lose their identity. So Vishnu said, let us continue onwards. And he led them past many glowing planets on which the residents had spiritual bodies full of bliss and knowledge. These spiritual bodies had four-armed form. Do you know the name of these planets which were floating in the divine effulgence, the Brahman? The Vaikuntha planet. Our Matajis know everything. Good. So they were passing, almost like floating, these Vaikuntha planets. And finally, they saw a mystical lotus with many, many petals. It was surrounding as the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan. Before this, they saw gates, mighty gates, and it became clear to them, we cannot pass through this, through these gates. Knocked at one of the gates, and out came a very large gatekeeper, and he said, what do you want? There were 33 million of demigods. No one ever had stopped them. The gatekeeper asked them, what do you want? Oh, said Lord Vishnu, they are with me. They want to see Krishna and ask him a question. come, said the gatekeeper. I do not know if the Lord will receive you, because he is busy with his dear devotees, with whom he is exchanging loving pastimes. He's busy herding the cows, said the demigods, but we have something very important to ask him. His leela is most important. I don't know how you would react when you would have a serious problem. You would go to your highest chief, so to say, and you would get noticed. No, he's busy, you know, and he plays with his little son. You would think, oh, am I not so important? He plays with his little son. What is he doing exactly? Well, he's on his four knees and his little son is riding on him. So this is how the demigods felt. So the god said, wait, I have to ask one of the dear devotees of the Lord. And then he called inside the gate, and out came a little girl. Just so that you know the age. She looked like this little girl. Like Mangala. Mangala is also from Wales, from the Gauranga Baba. She's a little nervous now. She will be in the TV, Mangala. So thank you very much. Please sit down with you, Mangala, again. Like this little girl, she looked. Only she had black hair. This girl has blonde hair, because of the father. So the god said, Chandranana, yes, what is it? See, these people want to see Krishna. Oh, Chandranana. And she looked at 33 million demigods who were dressed in armor, who had very powerful bodies. She said, I don't know if the Lord can see them. I will see. So after a while she came back and said, all right, Krishna says you can come and see him, but first he wants me to give you a tour through the kingdom of God. Then they followed, because you need to be purified. Then they followed the little girl. She brought them around. She showed them the River Yamuna. I do not know if you've heard, the River Yamuna is blackish with its crystal clear waters. It is flowing under large trees who are desire trees. From such desire tree you can desire everything in what you want. No need to desire for 1 million pounds. You can desire jewels. You can desire gold. You can desire spiritual airplanes. Everything you can get from these desire trees. And they never exhaust themselves. Then they saw that the ground was made of beautiful jewels, which were, they saw many different bathing gods going into the Yamuna. Then they marched on, they saw the wonderful Gaurvadhana hill, in which there are caves, in which the Supreme Lord sits with his dear devotees. And finally, they came to a lotus who had thousands upon thousands of petals. And in this lotus there grew another lotus. And in that lotus there was another lotus. And on that lotus they saw a throne. And on this throne they saw the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna. And next to him was Radharani. Now the men also know. Yeah. Because this is very important knowledge. Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is always depicted next to Krishna. She is the mother of bhakti because she can give bhakti to Krishna. We don't want Krishna. We want bhakti because Krishna only becomes revealed to someone whose heart is full of bhakti. If you do not have bhakti in your heart, your heart is like a desert. Hare Krishna. And Krishna will not become attracted to the desert. He wants a place, he wants your heart to be a place full of bhakti. And the queen of bhakti, who can give us bhakti, is Srimati Radharani. When you come to the deities, Radha Krishna deities, Radha, Radha Gokulananda. And Srimati Radharani, I believe, has a hand like this. Do you know what this means? I give you bhakti. Yeah, she's called also Bhaktida, the ones who gives bhakti. This is hand. It means I give you bhakti, and it also means I give you freedom from fear of material existence. Because if you have bhakti in your heart, that's it. I give you bhakti, and it also means I give you freedom from fear of material existence. Because if you have bhakti in your heart, that's it. So when the demigods came, seeing Krishna in this beautiful lotus, they were crying tears of ecstasy. But then they were remembering why they had come. Krishna, however, said to them, "No need to explain anything. I know you are concerned that planet Earth is full of demoniac forces. Don't worry. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashtaya chadushkritam. I will appear in order to help the sadhus and to finish the demons. I will personally appear and I will establish dharma again. And you should come also back to planet Earth. You should help me in my mission. You should take your birth in my dynasty, the Yadu dynasty, and also in Vrindavan. Please come." So then, they couldn't speak anything. They were so overwhelmed by the tremendous amount of mercy which was coming from the Lord. They politely said, "May we leave?" The Lord said, "Tatastu, may that be so." And then they went out of Goloka Vrindavan. They went again past the Vaikuntha planets. They went through the glaring effulgence. And they finally saw our little universe in which we live. They went through the path which Mother Ganga takes, and they saw many planets, and then they came to this particular planet, planet Earth, and took birth as the Lord had ordered them to do. Then they waited, and soon the Supreme Lord appeared in the womb of Mother Devaki and Vasudev. He came at the midnight time to give assurance to one and all. So we are moving steadily towards Jamashtami. When this pastime takes place, I want to encourage you. Please also, next, prepare yourself for Jamashtami. You should prepare yourself for the following. You should prepare yourself to take part in the Lord's plan. There's no more glorious position in life if we become used by the Lord. we are like a pair of cartels. Cartels is this. If we sit around without being used, there will be no melody coming forward from us. If we live a material life, our lives will not have spiritual melody. But the Lord takes us in His mission. And uses us as His instrument. We will be full of a divine melody. Otherwise, not. So we should all aspire for this position in our spiritual lives, to become picked up by the Lord in a divine mission. A man without a mission is like a man without breath. If he just eats and sleeps and defends and so on and so forth, he is not really awakened to the human form of life. Human form of life means we must take part in the Lord's mission of establishing Dharma in this time. By some whim of karma, you have taken birth in the land of Great Britain, which is becoming smaller and smaller Britain. The arrogance of the Great Britain is fortunately cracked. Prabhupada, my spiritual masters, he knew about the atrocities which the Britons had made in colonizing India. They knew that they had taken precious gems from the deities, deity of Sita, and broken that precious gem and distributed it to the crown of the British Queen. He said, for this sin, Great Britain will become small Britain. You have taken birth here. You can definitely take part in eating, sleeping, and the other things. But if you are intelligent, you will take part in the mission of Lord Krishna here in Great Britain to spread Krishna consciousness. See, material life is so boring. During one material life, you will have twinkled your eyes 415 million times. You have opened and closed your eyes. During one material life, you will have passed 40,000 liters of bodily liquid. You have sweated 25,000 liters of sweat. You have spent 26 years in your bed. You have lost 16 kilos of skin by dandruff. During one material life, you have spent 2.5 years on the telephone. During one material life, you have grown 28 meters of nails on each nail finger. During one material life, you have grown 380 kilometers of hair. But is this all? Hare Krishna. This is done by the animals also. Bodily production. We only become successful in our lives if we do something spiritual. If we connect with the mission of the Lord, there is a divine mission for which the Lord appears in this universe. The Lord appears really to establish Dharma. And in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma, the Dharma for the age, is to chant the holy names of the Lord. If you can engage in chanting the holy names of the Lord, you will do your own contribution to spreading Dharma. I have brought one book, I think, which Dinanath has. Is it with us? Bhagavatam? Yes. It's in the car. I have brought one holy scripture. Can you help me? Which I want to read one verse from this holy scripture to your enlightenment, so that you know how the chanting of the holy names is the Yuga Dharma. Are you enthusiastic to hear this verse?
Yes.
Oh, oh. You're more than enthusiastic. In this holy scripture called the Srimad Bhagavatam, at the end of this holy scripture, we get the formula to become immortal. The Bhagavatam was spoken by Shukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, who only had 7 days to live. And at the end, he gave him the formula to become immortal, to the Yuga Dharma of chanting the holy name. And I want to read this to you, this a voice full of gratefulness, because this verse will inform us what is the duty in our life. It will give us the formula to become successful and to transcend this useless material life of skin production and liquid production. Here the Bhagavatam is coming, lightning like the sun. It's the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the last canto, and I will read to you the very last verse, which describes the secret of the Bhagavad. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Samanas Tannamami Harim Param. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Ranamo Dukha Samanas Tannamami Harim Param. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord Hari, the congregational chanting of whose holy names destroys all sinful reactions, and the offering of obeisances unto whom relieves all material suffering. My dear devotees of Lord Krishna, please know that by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, you will be able to dissolve all your sinful reaction, all your karma. Vinashanam, it will be destroyed to ashes, and then you can go with your spiritual body back into the eternal kingdom of the Lord. So please, in this life, think how you can become something useful in the Lord's mission, and think how you can take part in the Nama Sankirtanam Yajna. And then with great ecstasy, you will be able to cross through the gate to immortality. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai!
I want to end my little pravachan with our nectarian holy name band.
What is your particular name?
Raju.
Raju, and your name?
Prakash.
So this will be the holy name, Bhajan Samalan. We will sing. And please join in with me to sing with deep concentration open your heart to the holy name. Let us please raise our hands as a sign of utter surrender to the Supreme Lord. And please repeat after me. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare